Former Simcoe North MP Patrick Brown is considering taking a run at the leadership of Canada's Federal Conservatives. Former leader Erin O'Toole was ousted last month following a leadership vote by MPs. So far, only Pierre Poilievre, an MP from the Ottawa area, has officially jumped into the race to head up the National Party. Others who have been mentioned as potential candidates include Jean Charest, the former leader of the Federal Progressive Conservatives and Quebec Premier, Parry Sound Muskoka MP and former Huntsville Mayor Scott Aitchison, and former Cabinet Minister Peter MacKay, who previously made a leadership bid with the help of former Barrie Area MP Alex Nuttall. Former leadership contenders Michael Chong and Leslyn Lewis are also said to be considering their options. Brown, a former Barrie City Councillor who went on to serve as an MP, MPP, and leader of the Ontario Progressive Conservative Party, said the model of conservatism he'd like to see is that embodied by former Ontario Premier Bill Davis. He reflected the decency and pragmatism and big tent conservatism that I think would hold a bright future, Brown said. When asked if an example from Ontario would resonate with conservative members in other parts of the country, Brown replied, I think that decency and thoughtfulness is a value that holds water everywhere in Canada. Brown has been leading a national campaign against Bill 21 in Quebec, which prohibits those working in the public service from wearing religious symbols while fulfilling their civic duties. He also has a petition on bail reform and has said Canada's healthcare system was ill-prepared for the pandemic. I've certainly offered some commentary over the past few years, he said. I'm still just considering it and having conversations with friends, family and residents. The new Conservative leader will be chosen September 10. The goal of the person selected will be to defeat Justin Trudeau, who first took the Liberals to victory in 2015 with a majority government followed by successive minority governments in 2019 and 2021. In that time, there have been a succession of Conservative leaders. Rona Ambrose stepped in temporarily to replace former Prime Minister Stephen Harper in 2015 until Andrew Scheer won the leadership race 2 years later. He was then replaced by O'Toole in 2020. Candace Bergen is now interim leader until the new leader is selected. While the task of bringing the party together may seem monumental, Barrie Springwater Oro Medant MP Doug Shipley said the party isn't so much fractured as it is made up of people with diverse views from across a vast land. I'm hoping that we can get someone who can bring the party together and unite us in a concerted effort and we beat the Liberals in the next election, get Canada back on track, Shipley said. There are differences, he added. And in our party you're allowed to have your own opinion. While some people say we're divided or fractured, I don't know if that's right words. Everybody's bringing their issues and their own solutions for the areas of Canada they represent. And we're allowed to have free and open discussions in our caucus, so you hear the difference of opinions across Canada. Barrie Innisfil MP John Brassard says the new party leader must also consider the big picture as gas prices surge, the cost of living is seeing rapid increases and conversations about our natural resources continue. Russia's attack on Ukraine and the impact that has on the world is also a big consideration. We are at a very critical time in our country's history, he said. Affordability is overwhelming Canadians. We've got the most environmentally sustainable natural resources in the world. We've got the most ethical resources in the world, Brassard added. We've got the best labor rights standard in the world. Ellipsis. Why wouldn't we want to supply the world's energy with clean Canadian energy instead of relying on despot nations? Canada's natural gas reserves can play a larger role in the world's energy supplies, he said. Right now, things aren't working, Brassard said, pointing to the Trudeau government. Both Brassard and Shipley indicated they have no interest in vying for the party's leadership.